Voice is going to be back on tonight on NBC, and there'll be 8 remaining contestants singing. Last week there was 10, and one of them was Bria Kelly, who joins us now. Bria, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not too bad. You are back in the state of Virginia, I understand, right?
Yep, I am.
Okay, and trying to recover from being on The Voice. Tell us a little bit about the experience. What are some things that stand out to you of being on this big hit television show?
God, hands down, just how nurturing the environment is at the show. Like, while it is a reality TV show and they need to have their ratings up, they always keep everybody's best interest in mind. It's like the people who work on this show are so loving. It's just a big love fest at this show because everyone is so close. We get close with like the crew and the people who work on the show. Everyone is just super, super close.
You know, you get that feeling from watching it where you talk about how nice it is to be with these artists and how these artists are really helping you in developing your career. And that's all true. That's all really going on, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Everyone has grown so much. We looked different towards the end. We sounded different towards the end. And it's been a great growing experience.
So what is up for you now? What's next on your project list, Bria?
Well, first I have to graduate high school. That's my number one priority.
Bummer.
Right now, because I have missed 3 months of homework. So I'm trying to, get through that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're all going back out for the finale. The top 20 are going to be flown back out for the finale. And so we'll be back on your TV screens then. But after that, I think I'm going to just work on making connections, cutting an album somehow, some way.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad you're here. You're going to keep singing and keep pursuing this because, like we said off the air, all of you at the top now, these top 10, are all very, very talented. And, boy, it's going to be hard to pick just one winner. I would imagine you'll be in tune tonight, won't you?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm having a viewing party at my house. So
well, that'll definitely
be cool.
Yeah, what about the support from your family you got while you were doing this show? Was that a lot, meant a lot to you?
Oh, definitely. The support has been absolutely outstanding from my hometown and just from people on Twitter and just people from around the world. And it's been fantastic to see how I can reach out to them.
What made you decide to try out for The Voice, Bria?
Honestly, I wasn't planning on it. It was just like one weekend, me and my dad were talking, and it was just kind of like, oh, hey, you want to audition for The Voice? Like, we could drive to St. Louis and just do that. And so I was like, yeah, okay, sure. What do I have to lose? And it turned out to be the best decision I've ever made.
What was it like being and working with Usher?
Amazing. He's such a great coach. He's laid back. He's chill, but he's super into his team and what he's doing with them, and he's extremely connected.
Now, I heard an interview with you that said you weren't terribly surprised to find out that you were in the bottom three last week because you just felt your performance last Monday wasn't as strong. Why is that?
It was different, and so it wasn't perceived by the panel very well. It was just different to them, but I knew I was. I just had that feeling that I was going home as soon as I stepped off the stage, even from performing. I knew it, and I'm proud of what I did with the song. Although looking back now, I wish I had done something a little bit more that showed off my vocals just a little bit more.
Right, right. Well, you did a great job, Bria. Have a good time at your viewing party tonight, and we wish you good luck in the future, and we hope to hear from you down the road.
Thank you.
Okay, Bria Kelly on The Voice. Like we said, The Voice is going to be on NBC again tonight.